If you've spent time working across the Tasman, there's a good chance you've built up some Australian superannuation sitting in a fund over there. In this guide, I'll walk you through how that money can be brought home and consolidated into your KiwiSaver, who's eligible to do it, what the process looks like, and a few important things to keep an eye on before you make the move. Let's start with why people do this in the first place. The main reason is simplicity. Managing your retirement savings across two countries, two currencies, and two different sets of rules adds a lot of unnecessary complexity to your life. Pulling everything into one account makes it far easier to see where you stand and to keep it working toward your goals. There's also a timing angle. Exchange rates move around, so choosing to transfer when the Australian dollar is sitting at a favourable level can genuinely change how much ends up landing in your KiwiSaver. And bringing your savings together into a single, larger, well-invested balance gives compounding more to work with over the years until retirement. So who can actually do this? Broadly, you may be eligible if you've left Australia permanently, or if you meet other specific criteria, and the Trans-Tasman transfer rules apply to your particular situation. You'll also need your KiwiSaver to already be up and running. Every case is a little different, so eligibility really does need to be checked person by person. If you go ahead, the process usually involves letting your Australian super fund know you intend to transfer, getting a quote, confirming you meet the requirements, signing the transfer forms, and then having the funds moved across to your New Zealand KiwiSaver account. As a rough guide, that tends to take somewhere between 4 and 12 weeks, depending on the Australian fund. The good news is an advisor can manage all the paperwork and back and forth on your behalf, so there's no gap in your cover or your contributions. Now, a few things that are genuinely important to understand before you commit. First, tax. Withdrawing Australian super to transfer it can have tax consequences depending on your circumstances, and your position varies from person to person, so it's worth talking to a tax specialist before you proceed. Second, first home rules. This one catches people out. The transferred super capital itself cannot be withdrawn to buy a first home. However, any investment returns those funds go on to generate can be withdrawn as part of a first home withdrawal. That's a subtle but really useful distinction to keep in mind for planning. It's also worth reviewing your KiwiSaver itself first to make sure your provider and fund choice actually suit your goals and timeline before more money flows into it. And be aware that some Australian funds require the transferred money to be ring-fenced, meaning it's managed separately within your KiwiSaver, so it pays to understand how those funds will be invested and tracked. Just to be clear, this is general information and doesn't take into account your personal circumstances. KiwiSaver decisions can have long-term consequences, so it's worth getting personalised financial advice before making any big changes. If you'd like help weighing up a Trans-Tasman transfer for your own situation, you can book a free, no-obligation session using the booking option on this page.